Nolte, Stacey Abrams Pressuring Corporate America to Oppose Voter Integrity Laws. By John Nolte on March 11, 2021. Stacey Abrams, a far-left activist desperate to enshrine cheat-by-mail into law, is pressuring big business to speak out against a number of voter integrity laws making their way through the Georgia legislature. There were businesses that were silent in the election for whatever reason. But there should be no silence from the business community when anyone in power is trying to strip away the right to vote from the people. Not Governor Abrams said on a call Tuesday with two extreme left organizations that back cheat by mail. There should be a hue and cry. Georgia in one of the states where his fraudulency Joe Biden squeaked out a win in 2020. But only after voting laws were drastically changed to invite widespread fraud. And not by the state legislature as required by the Constitution, but by Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, who is widely seen as someone who caved to pressure from Stacey Abrams. Among other outrages, Raffensperger's consent decree removed the necessary requirement to match the signature on the absentee ballot to the signature on the voter registration card. Without this signature verification, anyone can mail in a vote claiming to be someone else, including someone who's dead or moved out of state. Raffensperger also approved the use of 300 absentee ballot drop boxes prior to the 2020 election, and again did so unilaterally and unconstitutionally without the legislature's consent. Questions remain about the security of those drop boxes, including during the collection of ballots. Worse still, the far-left tech giant Facebook, a private corporation, was given the authority to place drop boxes in Democrat-heavy areas. All of this, of course, is outrageous. We don't know if the margin of fraud in Georgia cost Trump the state, but based on the number of rejected absentee ballots as compared to other elections, we do know there was fraud. What Georgia's state legislature is now looking to do is plug these holes, holes obviously created to facilitate vote fraud. The new laws would also involve a number of common sense changes that are broadly popular with the public. A photo ID required to vote, tighten the rules involving mail-in voting eligibility, reduce early voting days, remove corporate giants like Facebook from the process, etc. Because these changes are widely popular among Democrats and Republicans, white voters and black, Abrams is using emotional blackmail against corporate America in the hopes they can pressure the legislature and Republican governor back off. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.